Chapter 12. The World of Psychology. Unit 24. Are you a loner or a people person?
Psychologist Carl Jung first described the personality characteristics of introversion and extroversion. He said that when energy flowed inward, a person was introverted. If, however, energy flowed outward, the person was extroverted. Few modern psychologists talk about energy flow anymore. However, the ideas of introversion and extroversion are still central to personality development. Introverts are quiet and reserved. They prefer spending time alone to being with others. Extroverts, on the other hand, are friendly and outgoing. They prefer to be with others. Psychologists usually discuss introversion and extroversion as completely separate. In reality, though, most people fall between the two opposites. Healthy people generally have some degree of each. They can swing between taking time to be alone and being with others. Some people actually have an equal degree of both tendencies. Many modern psychologists have included extroversion and introversion in their personality theories. The leader among these is Hans Eysenck. He developed the PEN model of personality. This model has three dimensions. The first, psychotism, refers to having psychoses. The second dimension, extroversion, is enjoying social activities and positive events. Neuroticism, the third dimension, is having negative feelings. Eysenck described extroversion as a combination of several characteristics. These included activity level, impulsiveness, sociability, and excitability. People have developed tests to measure extroversion and introversion. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, MBTI, is by far the most widely used of these tests. Catherine Briggs and Isabel Myers based it on Carl Jung's theories of personality types. The test recognizes four dimensions of personality. These dimensions are set up as opposites. One dimension of opposites is introversion and extroversion. Another pair of dimensions is sensing and intuition. The other two opposed dimensions include the thinking and feeling and the judging and perceiving dimensions. For the MBTI, the meanings of extroversion and introversion are similar to the meanings Jung used. That is, extroverts focus on other people and things. Introverts focus on their own thoughts and feelings. After a person completes the MBTI, they get a rating. The rating shows which four dimensions are strongest in that person's personality. The MBTI is a self-reporting, forced choice survey. Test questions give people taking the test a choice between two descriptions. They might be asked if they describe themselves as the life of the party or someone who thinks before talking. Another question might ask a person to choose the word that best describes them, energetic or independent. Tests that ask for self-reporting have limitations, though. It is easy for people to describe themselves incorrectly. This can be done either on purpose or unconsciously. For this and other reasons, some psychologists question the usefulness of this test. Still, people in education and job planning use the MBTI quite frequently. Researchers have studied the cause of introversion and extroversion. Eysenck thought arousal in a certain part of the brain caused a person's introversion. According to his theory, introverts have higher levels of cortical brain activity than extroverts. Because they are less internally stimulated, extroverts need greater external arousal than introverts. Recent brain research supports this theory. For example, one study found extroverts respond more to a particular brain substance than introverts do. Another study reported introverts had greater blood flow in parts of the brain dealing with mental activities. Examples of mental activities are planning and problem solving. Extroverts, on the other hand, had greater blood flow in different parts of the brain. Those were the parts used for things like sensory and emotional experiences. Professionals who help people find jobs may use reported personality types to guide men and women to the right kind of work. For example, introverts may like jobs working on computers. Extroverts may enjoy jobs in sales. In general, Western countries tend to view extroverts more favorably. However, research has shown that introverts may do better in school. Extroverted youths, on the other hand, may have more criminal behavior.